Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's a weird thing that you just said, and I think we need to explore it. Neither of you can?
No.
No. No.
You're incapable.
It makes me feel worse, 100%.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's the most glorious thing. Even when you're on vacation, you can't do this.
No. Oh, no. Wasted time.
Maybe, okay. If like we had a beach day and I was out in the sun all day and then came back in, but that's it.
We're talking about naps.
Yeah.
And neither of these people know how to do it.
Mm-mm. Can't physically do it.
If we turned all the lights off in here and you laid down, if we had a little, you couldn't.
No.
I wouldn't even have to lay all the way down.
On my way down,
you guys would be like, we have a couch in our office. You never lay down on that couch.
I've laid down on it. But I haven't ever like fallen asleep.
Oh God, what have you done on our couch?
No, when I would cover morning traffic and I would get here at 4:30, I would lay down on the couch after and just relax in the dark. No, I cannot fall asleep.
Yeah, once I get into bed, I just want to stay in bed. Because that's a thing with DJs. It's a big thing. Like before your gig, because it's late and you got to be out. You got to peak at midnight. So you got to take a nap before your gig. And I've tried it before. It's always terrible. I'm just sleepy. I just show up.
How long
I have
do you
my
think
nightcap on
is?
Still and my, my little
Ebenezer,
candle.
What are you talking about? I'm trying to figure out. Like for me, a good. I took a nap today already.
Are you kidding?
Really?
Here?
Oh,
did
no.
you just take one?
Yes. No, I just
like, while you were driving.
Okay.
The auto drive is amazing. No, it will eventually catch you. But your sunglasses—if you have dark enough sunglasses, it can't tell.
Stop.
I've got the Biden specials right now. They're just like, whoa! They're like welding goggles. Oh, the car cannot tell if I'm conscious or not. Careening down 225. No, like
I could definitely not nap during that.
Here's what happens. So I'm like sitting in my house in the morning and I'm like doing stuff on my computer and then the dogs come over and sit on either side of me. You know how dogs will like want their back against you?
Yeah.
If you have two dogs flanking you on either side, I defy you to stay awake. It's impossible.
No, it's absolutely possible.
How? They both do that.
No, I know. And they're just in you. Yeah.
In 100% just like, up
it's lovely,
it.
But I'm sitting there like, okay, they're comfortable. I can't move. All right, I'll just stay here.
I go, I don't. They're comfortable.
No. No.
But do you set an alarm or anything, or you just
sometimes
trust yourself to wake up?
As the sleep is grabbing me. We talked about this the other day, and thank you. People are saying, like, it's other areas have this.
No, there's something going on.
Narcoleptic right now. Full blown. Mm. Like, if I sit still, which thank God, I swear to God, if you weren't in the room, leave the room. Watch what happens. I will be slumped over. You will have to call 911. I will just fall asleep. So other people said it's like an Aries trait, which I think is weird. But yeah, if I will, as I'm like, if the dogs are next to me and I'm starting to like feel it fade, I'll like hit Siri on my watch and go, set an alarm for 20. And it kind of now has been trained to go like, I think he means set an alarm. 20 minutes, lazy ass. And then it like lets me fall asleep.
So 20, that's all you do is 20 minutes?
If you... Oh, I figured it out. You think a nap is longer than that?
It is longer than that, yeah. That for me, that was always my issue.
That's not a nap. That's why you can't do anything after.
Well, I tried to nap when I was in school because we'd be out late partying or whatever, then we'd have morning class, and you come back and you nap. So it's like, well, if I only slept for 5 hours last night, I need like a 2 or 3 hour nap to get to my 8 to then have the rest of my afternoon. But then you wake up feeling terrible.
Yes, because it's terrible. Basically
wondering
hungover.
Like what day it is.
Yes.
And
yes. Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah, it doesn't work. But at 20 minutes, like I can't even fall asleep. I'll just be getting tired and then the alarm will go off. It's like, well, that was kind of a waste.
How long does it take you guys to fall asleep when you get in bed?
At night, like 7 seconds. I'm not even joking. It's bad. I'm like you, I'll be like sending someone a text and halfway through I'm out.
Oh my God. Then just do that in the day.
I can't. I don't know. My body's like, the sun is out. You can't be asleep.
Yeah, you don't like pull the curtains or anything. It's just full lights on, daytime. You can just nap.
Do you know where it's dark?
Hmm.
When your eyes are closed, idiot. Oh my God.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.